Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Don't you ever leave.
You're going nowhere.
Don't you ever go.
Don't you get nowhere. I love you, I love you. I need you, I want you, baby. Ooh.
So we had a little intro music this week to bring us in smoothly. Okay.
Just need it.
That shit was jamming. You know what I'm saying? Nice little mashup I found of Funny How Time Flies and The Lady in My Life by Michael Jackson. Because this is how I'm really feeling this week right here.
Don't start no shit now.
Okay, so I had to just calm it down. Welcome everybody to the Friend Zone, your weekly look in all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain, right? Nobody. Good to be back this week. Want to just start this shit off the right way, you know what I'm saying? By thanking everybody, each and every single person who sent their well wishes and words of kindness to myself and all others who were affected by the great loss that New York City and the whole world experienced last week with the passing of one of my best friends, Frank Watson. And so I just wanted to thank everybody who sent kind words, who sent messages, checked in, whatever, however, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I truly appreciate you. And that's all I wanted to say about that. How you guys doing?
Right.
About that, you know, right? On a different level, I am doing okay. I am doing better than I normally would be doing around this time of year. And I just want to just take a moment to say thank you for that, because usually around this time of year, I get real like down, and I was still down this time of year, but I was still able to enjoy myself a little bit more than I normally do. Because, you know, y'all know Thanksgiving, I always get a little emo, and then I'm always like the runaway kid everyone's trying to look after and see if I'm good. But I just like stayed home and made it my own this year. I ordered my own shit and had my own Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love that.
And it was so good. And then I had like leftovers and I made plates for people, and it was fun. It was cool. So shout out to the honey baked ham. The ham has always been the staple, but they have this honey turkey, and that was the staple this year.
Come on, honey baked ham.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is a thankless ass holiday.
Yes.
It's like nothing. There's no climax. It's just a dud. It's like the bad firework in the batch. The one that don't go off. You know what I'm saying? Like the other one just fizzles and
it's like, you know, it's something.
Wait, and then it just that? Is a whole lot.
There's no reward. There's no reward. You work like a goddamn Hebrew slave. You know what I'm saying? When you're trying to make the fucking food, then you fucking, everybody comes over. Half the when you're dealing with your family, half the motherfuckers you really don't even want to see anyway. Yeah. So you're forcing yourself to be around an old,
don't do it.
Yeah, sour underarm motherfucker that you're sick of. Then there's nothing. There's no gift exchange. There's no ceremony. There's no ritual. There's nothing. You just eat and be miserable. It's a horrible time. And the fact that it's the kickoff to holiday season is really fucked up. I was just thinking about that. And even the turkeys, the poor turkeys. Every year they know, off with your gun the fucking head. Every year they know what's coming. And not only do they get decapitated, they get hot bread shoved up their ass cavity.
Yep.
That's crazy when you think about it. Like Thanksgiving is a horrible holiday.
Yep.
Horrible.
Well, I made the best horrible holiday this year.
I love that you spent it ordering food and staying in your house.
Oh, that's, yes. Well, because, you know, everybody's, you know, they all cooking and getting hot and all that. And I don't really do that. So I was like, how can this feel like Thanksgiving without me having to do the Thanksgiving work? And part of me was like, maybe I just show up at Jade's early and steal half the stuff while it's still cooking and then take it. But then I didn't want to have to like battle the cat and all that. So I was just like, yeah, just do it yourself. And so I did that.
I told Jade I'm hosting next year. Okay. I'm hosting Thanksgiving. Really? Yeah. And both of you got to come. I'm hosting Thanksgiving next year and nobody's cooking. We're getting the chef, a bartender. We're doing all that. We're having a grown
folks. Just come and have fun. Yes.
I'm hosting next year, so don't even worry about it. Thanksgiving is taken care of next year.
I love that.
How are you, friend?
Well, I was still under the weather all of last week, so even Thanksgiving, I really just was like sleep on and off. but I'm not, you know, I'm not really like a big holiday person. So it's not like I was sitting at home like, oh my God, where's my family? Right. It's just not my thing. And even my family, the years that I did go, it was miserable. Everyone has beef. You know, old shit get brought up. There's always a messy person that want to take the opportunity that everybody's together to bring up some shit between other people. Like, it's just never fun for me. And I'm that cousin that doesn't usually come. So then when you do come, people are like, oh, Hollywood, you know.
I too am the one that usually doesn't come. And usually I don't feel no kind of way during the holidays. Rarely. But then people are always like, you're not going home. Why? And then that starts making me feel this like weird guilt. And I'm like, well, damn, I wasn't even thinking about going home until now. Oh, y'all.
And it's not even your guilt. Right? It's just because somebody else brought it up.
Because another motherfucker that hate their mama and them told you about going home.
And that's why I have to remember it's so good to be grown, because we don't have to do that. Like when you're young and you're in the house and it's like all the family there, it's just like, all you can do is like roll your eyes and go to a different room or your room or outside. Like, I don't even have to show up or call her or be there. I can skip. I can send an email beforehand. Like, I can literally do whatever I want. It's amazing.
So just like Tina Turner said, you better be good to me. You better be good to me while I'm there. God damn it. Don't start no shit. Hey. Don't sign no shit now. Okay? that's the move for the holiday season.
I love how we sound like holiday Scrooges.
or we sound like real people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Scrooge was so good. Maybe he was going through something. You know what I'm saying? We don't know Scrooge's story. Why Felicia crackhead ass got our ass on the internet talking about some, why we ain't saying hi, Felicia? Has anybody checked off of the, you know, you've seen that dramatic mess, the crocodile tears, she was crying. But who we need to hear from, we need to hear Scrooge's story. Because maybe he was going through something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why it was by humbug. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, I don't like no kind of bug, especially no bug that's humming, making noise. So I don't, you know, it's something to think about.
I can't, but we're going to take it easy. This episode, of course, I had, you know, last week's episode plans, but I feel like we'll just ease in this week because
thank you. I need as much lube as possible,
as much levity.
We're gonna ease it in,
ease it in, you know what I'm saying? Especially after Thanksgiving,
just put the tip in. Oh my, that's all I can have it this week. Like,
I got you.
Oh my,
so we'll just make today's episode a really easy shoot the shit episode. We'll just talk whatever wants to come up, but I do want to take the opportunity to shout out a Black business of the week. I went into that old friend zone thread that we created last year, right? We had endless Black businesses because people continue to add to it. But I did grab a tweet by @melaninhippie, really cute. She even made a GIF giving the friend zone listeners a discount code, which I thought was genius.
That's so dope.
I don't know if it still works because this tweet is a year old, but in the off chance that she left it activated, the discount code is friend zone, and the website is empressmaine.com. That's empressmaine.com, and it's a Black owned online beauty supply. It's based out of Toronto. So if you are in Canada, this is for you. But also she ships around the world, so no problem there. But it says Empress Mane is an online hair supply providing women of color around the world access to non-toxic, all-natural products, same day in the GTA, and top customer service worldwide. Mm-hmm. The way an empress should be treated. I like that.
That's right. I like that too. It's, and that's a fresh because everybody wants to be a queen. Empress. I like this.
She swerved. So mm-hmm. we strive to support women of color around the world with a subscription box as well. They have a service called Raw Box, and it's a seasonal box of clays, oils, butters, and natural hair remedies produced by women of color internationally to aid customers in their natural mane hair journey. Mm. So I love it. I was like, oh, that's so dope. I know we had the beauty supply come in from the winner of Bet on Black.
Yeah. Shout out to LA Beauty Club.
Shout out to LA Beauty Club. So it's nice to just give a hand to people that are still growing their brands.
Yes.
But empressmane.com, empressmane.com. And like I said, the discount code is FriendZone, and you can check them out. Well, you can check out her at, if you want to hit her or have any questions, at Melanin Hippie. And they also have an email. I know what email.
I'd be asking. Is you going to turn the discount code back on? Y'all need to hit. The first thing y'all need to do is hit
true,
that handle.
Before okay? you even.
And tell her to true. Turn the discount code. Ask her if she will be so graciously turn the Empress code
it
on.
It still work. Right.
Because they need that. They need beauty supply in Toronto because, you know, it's high winds. You know, they got the needle thing in Toronto or whatever, the CN Tower, so I believe it is. You know, high winds. And so they need something to tame the mane. I love this. So smart.
You're mm-hmm. so funny. So definitely check her out. And like Justin said, go ahead and tweet her and ask her if that discount code is still active. And that's it for the Black Business of the Week.
This week's recap segment is sponsored by Illuminating Intersectionality, a brilliant new 3-part video series brought to you by Target's Black Beyond Measure platform and hosted by none other than Fran of Hey Fran Hey and the Friendzone podcast, Chef Jade of All Jades, and Dr. Taikia Robinson of the Getting Grown podcast. This series features dynamic discussions about identity, power, and intersectionality as a tool for honoring the beautiful complexity of Black womanhood. Conversations cover topics such as race, class and socioeconomic status, education, food and food access, cultural expression, and more. In addition, brilliant Black woman-owned companies like Minted Cosmetics, Essie Spice, and Partake Foods are highlighted. Check out every episode of Illuminating Intersectionality at youtube.com/loudspeakersnetwork right now. Make sure to follow and use the hashtags, #IIBBM, and #BlackBeyondMeasure to share your perspectives.
So the week before last, we had an episode produced by none other than Asante, and it was called the Useless Information Questionnaire, where he kept it light and fun and just asked us a bunch of random questions. Those episodes always end up being so fun. So
what did you find out there in the streets, Fred?
So I tapped into the gated community, and you know what? Hello, Discord, Housing Development. I just want to say hi to y'all every week. We'll start reading comments.
I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Will.
You know what?
I'm a Discord next nigga.
Start leaving your comments and thoughts, and we will pick from the housing developments as well.
I'm going to pick me a random will. Name and start going over there, pretending I'm a ratchet mm-hmm. bitch and be in the streets.
Do y'all consider yourself to be street people? Like, I'm a street nigga when it comes to certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the code, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit you do and don't do with unspoken, you know. I'm a street nigga. Like certain shit I, you know, certain crimes I,
that's
you know what I'm
crime.
Saying? Like, I turn my, turn your head.
Of
shit.
The people, yes.
Yeah, I think I'm a, y'all think I'm street people? I'm a street nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so mad at y'all. So I was in the gated community.
Shout
and
out to
Bravo,
Patreon. Hey, Patreon.
Shout out Patreon.
Thank you, Patreon.
Bravo Phoenix said, FYI, Black Touch has the adult content y'all are looking for, not a balled up sock or ashy elbow to be found. I don't know what Black Touch is, and the face y'all are making sounds like y'all know what
no,
Black
I,
Touch
I don't. What is that?
The fact that the direct blunt nature, the blunt force trauma nature of the name, Black Touch, like they let you know what time it is. And that was just funny to me, Black Touch. I just saw a hand, like.
We will looked that up for research purposes.
Okay, wait, so.
And.
Okay, go on.
Asanz is already looking it up, apparently.
Just keep going. Just keep going. Ignore me.
But is it looking you up? Because is it good?
I mean, I don't know. I found the right black touch. It's a lot of black touch, which, you know, don't be afraid of black touch.
Well, she, hold on, because she spelled it BLK. It's like BLK. No.
See,
touch.
I ain't know it was going to be that. Yeah, just keep going, Fran. Yeah. I'll continue research.
BLK. Okay. we'll do our research. The episode. The episode after that was called Angela Angelou. Thank you, Dustin Ross. You found it?
I did. And it makes sense why it's called Black Touch. I just didn't know.
Is this that girl that sent us some naked pictures at time?
It might as well be because...
With the honey. Remember that girl that kept sending us the porn?
I forgot that.
She lucky she ain't on that list.
Oh, there is. This is... And I am at work.
Black Touch
is a pro-black erotica platform. Our goal is to create and support the creation of erotica that honors our humanity, depth, and diversity.
Black Touch.
Okay, humanity. You got
and
me.
Whoa. They had me at depth.
Okay.
I mean, they got some bona fide pros.
That they do.
Right. Bona fide professionals.
I know y'all can't see my screen. That was just a lot.
So, look, summa cum laude. I'm C-U-M,
yeah,
okay?
Me weave.
Ooh, felt like HBO.
Hung blacks only. I love you, HBO.
Oh.
Oh my God. Okay.
Get somebody else to do
it. Please.
Show up with this. Mm-mm. Get somebody else to do it.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
get somebody else to do it.
Please. Please.
Exactly. Some shit just be so laughable. Mm-mm. Please. Get somebody else to do it.
So last week's episode, or the week before last, I should say, Angela Angelou. Thank you, Dustin Ross. It was the Shoot the Shit episode. And as always, those of you listening have a lot to say. Asante, who stood out to you for that episode?
Did Dustin go, or did he give us the black touch? Is that what just happened?
No.
You just gonna
he's gonna
skip
give
him
us
into
his tweet.
Okay, because you know he ain't well, gonna do it anyway. All right, I just didn't know if he
right,
was gonna.
Yeah, he's just gonna give us his tweet.
Sorry, I was just too. It was a lot. All right, I would like to give a shout out in the SoundCloud streets to MG Robinson. MG Robinson.
MJ Rodriguez. I love
not
MJ
Rodriguez. MG Robinson.
Shout out to MJ. MJ Rodriguez.
Yeah, shout out to MJ.
You too, MGM Robinson. Who?
Just one M. Just
both of them, but MJ Rodriguez, I love. They better not say nothing about MJ. I love MJ Rodriguez. You know, she has a Golden Globe.
Well, let's see if you love MG.
Oh, right? That is dope.
MG says, is Asante okay? The light-skinned community is more than fine. When it comes to the black community, specifically black women, light-skinned / mixed race black women are overrepresented everywhere. Let's be serious here and put on our critical thinking caps.
I was like, somebody missed the joke, child.
Well, MG,
somebody missed the
we're
joke.
We're not being serious here. So please take off your critical thinking cap. It was a joke, and I'm not going to explain it to you. If you don't get it or want to, that is fine. Obviously, light-skinned people are flourishing, but for whatever reason, it was just a lot of light-skinned tears, and that was funny to me. And if you don't want to laugh, you don't have to laugh. Continue to be miserable, or MG, or whatever.
But or just
it just
relax.
Made me laugh all over
relax
again.
Relax your clavicle. Listen, tight sternum,
like
man.
That's like, did y'all see? Well, I know like Asante. Asante probably saw it on your episode, that activist, the vegan activist.
I did skip past that as well, yes.
For like what? She left like 5 comments pissed because I was saying, you know, how vegan activists, whatever the fuck I said. But I was like, wow, imagine.
She literally left a chain. That was also why I was laughing so hard too, because
you know why she was so intense
and was like, whoa.
You know why she was so intense? You made her want some.
I mean,
motherfucker, she over there in turmoil.
Okay. You might not be wrong because so many people in the comments too are talking about how they've been vegan for so long and just had some chicken and stuff.
No,
so
that made me laugh. But let's get on her. Somebody being like, "Fran, I've been a vegan since I was 11. Don't do this."
I've seen.
Let's get on her who couldn't take the carrot, or I guess the cutlet dangling in front of her face. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she was mad.
She went to rubbing the roof of her mouth with her tongue while you was talking.
I'm sorry, because Dustin is here, I have to give it off.
She was tasting that savory. She was tasting it savory.
Her name whooped her tail.
Her name is Bonnie Lou. And what Bonnie Lou said was,
made it hot.
So you know she used to eat meat. Somebody named Bonnie Lou. Where's she from? The Jamboree, Jing Jam Jamboree Sunday, fried chicken, buttermilk, triple fried chicken eating ass. Bonnie Lou, you know, your friend made you want some. Oh, that's God. What the problem was.
Well, I feel bad because first of all, don't be going off. Because when I see all those, I'm like, why are you in distress? And then I have to go back and read.
Please don't read it.
I'm not going to read it. I just thought that it was funny because I see why she was upset. But when people are in distress like that. Get her. When people are in distress,
I run over there shaking a turkey leg at her motherfucking
ass. I'm just going to say, I just want to say, I feel for you, Bonnie Lou. She just wants representation in a corner where people don't really, care. And that's just sad to say, but that's how it is when you be upset in the corner that people don't care about. And I'm not trying to be rude on purpose because I just know that I really don't be caring about certain things. So I can only imagine.
I eat meat. I don't give a fuck.
I eat meat all day, all night. And I know that it is not about me eating meat. So that's why I'm just like, Bonnie Lou, that was not how you got it done. So sorry to you.
Let me tell you something, gal. Bonnie Lou, let me tell you something, gal.
I think that's the part about it. It's like that. I don't know when people think someone's going to receive or respond well to that type of energy. It's like, you could have really just told me how you felt in a much more concise way.
Like, you could have laughed with me. Like, girl, you right. Yeah, but don't forget, but you doing all this extra. Intense. And it's like, all right, well now
maybe we can just be silent.
That's why.
It was the smile. It was the smile.
But to piggyback on that, I have a couple pigs, comments like the pork that had me.
Go ahead.
That had me rolling.
That you won't.
Make It Better Music said, "Oh my God, friend, I've been vegetarian since I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm 35 now, and a few weeks ago, I had chicken for the first time. I honestly think my body really needed the easily digestible protein, and I haven't told my family yet. They're so used to having to make dietary subs for me during the holidays. I can't wait to see their faces when I fix my plate on Christmas."
Yes.
Here's the funny part. "By the way, the reintroduction to chicken happened after I left the India Sean LA show drunk as fuck. And we went to a bar afterwards and my friend ordered wings and I was fucking them hoes up."
look at the power of India Sean's music.
She was a vegetarian since 16 and just fucked up some wings while drunk at a bar. That's crazy. I hope you didn't get sick. Well, obviously not, because you sound like you're excited.
Sounds like she enjoyed it. Pleasure.
She's a late bloomer.
And then Aspen Evans says, "I was vegetarian for 8 years, and one day I was craving Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets so bad, and that's what did it for me."
Damn.
Wow, yes. Y'all. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Welcome back.
I heard Jade, on Jade and XT, saying she was sad that we couldn't spend Thanksgiving together because she was looking forward to filling my plate up with a bunch of shit. So next year, Jade, at Dustin's house.
Yeah,
like Benzino said, maybe next year. But Jade cooked her ass up. And this is why I love Jade. You know, she made me some fresh, like, braised short ribs, mashed potatoes, fresh greens.
Oh, my God, they look good.
And brought it over here. She brought that shit to me, and when I tell you that, it was literally soul food. If you thought I whoop your ass about Jay before, after them short ribs, I saw.
She walked me through how she made it look so damn good.
Cook for real.
Jay throws down. Dustin, what'd you find in the Twitter streets from whichever week?
Shout out to... All right, that's how I feel from whichever week. A memoir.
From whichever week.
Shout out to @HeyIt'sKMet. Hey, it's K-M-A-T-T, who said, not sis from 81st Deli is making a chicken salad for the Weight Watchers app, the power of the internet. Remember we talked about the with our chicken salad or whatever. Well, actually, it was real chicken, but she was like, it's chicken salad. Well, she is on the Weight Watchers app now, so good for her. She's coming up. Also, shout out to Scotty Beam, the one and motherfucking only. Happy holidays. I love you, Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
She quoted a tweet from at Dave New World underscore two, who tweeted a video of his quote, a disrespectful tourist who climbs an ancient Mayan pyramid in Mexico and gets booed. So this white lady and Scotty Beam quoted the tweet. God. And look what Scotty Beam said.
Exactly.
Scotty Beam said, tear her ass up. People were yelling, booing, and throwing. They were throwing water bottles at this lady as she came down. How fucking disrespectful. Do you know how long the Mayan pyramids been there? And you would take your fucking airplane footrest, naked foot having ass up that
and
damn plane. Up that damn thing.
And
yes.
Inside of it. That blew my mind. Blew my mind.
But it was a part of me that was like, I hope, you know, they get her. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to show right then, like, if she would have got struck by lightning or, like 500 bees would have stung her as soon as she came up. You know, like a sign that the ancestors, like, don't fuck with the temple. Yeah. I just want to see. I hope we can see it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see her chew the down power line. But I thought that was funny when she had said that or whatever. I also want to give a shout out to Chris Rogers. Shout out to the one and only Chris Rogers.
Chris Rogers.
Yeah. Chris Rogers of the California the XDs. So Chris Rogers quoted a tweet of Latasha Scott singing what he calls subliminal shade to escape. She sounds really good, so I just want to try to love you.
All they seem to do is hurt me.
Yeah, so she online. My thing is, though, like, you could have been doing all you want to sing so bad. You could have been doing that shit on stage. She's not performing with Escape right now because of the promoter that's booked this current tour that they're on. So she's doing shit like going online. And there's lots of rumors swirling, especially after she was dressed differently from them at the Soul Train Awards a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And there's lots of rumors swirling about turmoil in the group. So instead of, you know, putting something out to shut all that down, or instead of putting something out there to make the fans feel more comfortable and assure that she's coming back to group performances later, you know what she does? She goes on the internet cooking on pots and cooking some vegan food, singing about, Lord, deliver me, because all they want to do is hurt me and lie on my name, Lord Jesus, and all this other shit. That's what she did. Conflict Wait, resolution.
Speaking.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations, videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My God, baby. Now, that My God, baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Speaking though of the Soul Train Awards, did y'all check them out?
No, I saw Escape's part. Some people came over here to see me and shit, and we watched Escape's performance and their acceptance speech. So I seen all that, but I didn't see anything. Yeah, oh, you know what else I did see? Shantae Moore. Did you see Shantae Moore?
Yes. That's what I was gonna say. I went on the BET app and I saw the Soul Train Awards would be there, but it just had the clips, like the individual clips of the performances. Wow. So I didn't watch the show, but I watched,
the performances.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a little weird. Not sure why they did it that way. But I have to say, this was probably the first time in a long time that I was like, we had some singing ass people on the award shows. Like, everybody sounded incredible. I don't know who was the booker.
Who curated the talent.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but you got it.
And it was great bridging too. Like, I loved seeing like brand new artists with the older artists. Like, I love seeing the artist Q.
And
Q.
And then you can say that Q. I don't know who he was. He was super bomb. Haven't you shouted him out before?
Yeah, I shouted him out before, but seeing him up there and then Coco Jones, who are like, you know, the newer variety.
Y'all know I love Coco.
And both
Jones.
Of them sounded amazing. So, and then you move on to
that
Ari Lennox.
That was my first time hearing her.
Then you move on to Ari Lennox, who's been working it for a while. Incredible. She sounds great and looks great too. And then you move on to like Shout the older acts, you know, escaping them. Everyone sounds good. Shantae Moore. It was actually like a really, really, really good show that they had.
Shantae Moore is 55 years old, y'all.
Wow. Amazing. Goals.
55. Her voice, her body, like she looks
She's
incredible.
Preserved.
She sounds incredible.
Well,
she's also married to Stephen Hill now. They just got married like a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, look. Let me tell you something. You do what you've got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you do it. She was singing for a long time. And what I noticed was that was a long performance, and the camera never left her. She went all off the stage, all in the middle of the floor, hit whistling notes on that piano and shit. It was like a presentation. I was like, go ahead, Shantae Moore. That's how you do it. Okay.
And you know who I also want to shout out? I want to also shout out Money Long. Money Long did like this.
Thank you for reminding everybody. Her name is Money and not Mooney. It's Money Long. People think it's Mooney.
You know,
it's Money Long.
You know, like, people going people. Money Long did this like play performance thing. It was very Tyler Perry-esque, which was so funny because I kept seeing people from the Tyler Perry shows in the audience. I was like, I know them from Ruthless and in the Oval and all of them. So it was funny seeing that type of.
It's like a stage play.
Yeah, and they need to bring more of that
cool
back.
Creative.
Bring back the arts.
Yeah. Species. bring back the arts. Bring them back. Like, that's what we want. I thought it was creative. Jade was here when we watched that. So Jade, thought it was creative. We liked it. We was on board with the idea.
People on Twitter were saying it was like very Tyler Perry.
But that's what it was supposed to be. But it was like a parody of this.
Like, after watching that, I was like, damn, now I feel like I need to go watch a Madea or something. Because it was like, we haven't seen that in a minute in a while. So seeing her play it off that way versus it just be the standard, all right, it's going to be a skit happening, I'm going to just walk around. It was like the skit that she was a part of, and she was in and out of the scenes. And then we had some people there that we liked seeing, like DC Young Fly and that the light skinned girl that was at the end of that skit was in the Oval, I think, or one of them shows.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Oval. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. I was pleasantly surprised because award shows just have been terrible. Like, I think it was the AMAs. Was that last week?
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, y'all.
Didn't watch.
That was really bad. Like, and I'm not someone that tends to knock artists because I feel like it's nerve-wracking to fucking stand in front of a stage. Like, come on, put yourself in their position, whether you're a new artist, whatever the case. There's people staring at you, and you're on TV, and social media is criticizing you while you're doing it. I know that be in people's heads. It's so many factors that could contribute to someone, like, locking up. But it just was the, like, there was no range, you know?
I enjoyed the Glorilla and Cardi B performance. I thought that was cute.
That was the and only I thought it was
well produced for because Glorilla doesn't even have an album out. She has an EP that just came out, right?
Yeah,
and she's nominated for a Grammy and literally
a sold out tour now.
Tour and on the main stage at the AMAs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of visibility for a brand new artist. And I thought that she, you know, delivered. Per the expectation, especially on the production value, all them dancers, that car on stage and, you know, movement all over. It was just good. I was impressed and I'm happy to see another girl slide through. These mediocre white girls coming through and other artists coming through. We're going to let our people come through too. Come on, Glorilla.
Brutal.
Yeah. It was cute watching Glorilla and Cardi have fun together. Like, they were both performing the song, but like, yeah, look what Cardi was doing that, making the face. I could not stop laughing. It was so cute. It's cute watching the girls link up and have fun together.
Right. But I just had to put the award show love because Soul Train just was like, wow, what a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah. And shout
Coco
out to Flo.
Jones is gorgeous.
Yes, she is.
Who?
Flo, the girl group. They were
yes.
Three little British girls great. All on the American BET Awards. So shout out to them.
And they look good. They sound great. Yes. They're just awesome. I feel like they're cutting through because it started from us seeing them on Twitter, like random clips. I don't know who was getting it circulating, but then now it's like, they're on TV at the award show. So
started from, I love to see it. Started from a cardboard box, now they're here. Shout out to
okay. Flo. Nah, they're super cute. What else have y'all been up to?
Well, you know, I'm grieving. So
right, yeah.
I've just been cussing and breathing hard. You know what I'm saying? That's what I've been doing. And eating.
I'm with you.
Like it says in the Bible, weeping and the gnashing of the teeth. That's what I've been doing. I've been over here gnashing my teeth. You ever gnashed your teeth? It starts with
this
a G.
Year.
G-N.
I feel like that's what this year is.
Okay, like Pam and the Martin opening credits. Okay. I've been over here gnashing my goddamn teeth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's all you can do. And that hurt when I just
shoot.
Did.
I saw your
face. Yeah, but what y'all been doing? But I've been washing my ass, B. Simone. That's another thing I wanted to say. I've been over here going through, I have been in the bowels of grief, okay? I've been over here going through it. But I ain't had no bowels on me. I've been getting my ass up, washing under my arms and in between, lifting up my ball sack and washing in between there and my legs. What's B. Simone's excuse?
But did you know see what? That? It's interesting that you're even saying that because, and I know everybody's different, when like you're sick or grieving or just in one of those downturns where you can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to do what they got to do. Some people say they won't shower for weeks, but I feel like it...
The shower helps me.
It helps, helps like, grieving or sick, like, even this past week, there was a point where I just was, like, feeling so off. And then with all the news and it just... I was telling Jade, it just felt like such a muddy month on top of just, like, the workload.
So I have a muddy butt on top of that. Right.
And
I know,
feel like I had to keep showering. Like, it just, it lifts your spirits. And even if it ain't lifted very high, but it lifts it up.
And at least you can lift your arm up. Because listen, when you over here going through it and shit, you know, you don't really be, you either be by yourself, which means you got to smell it, or you be around the people you love and care about the most at a time like that. And do you want to make
and
them smell it?
Popping up on you.
Yeah. Onions under your goddamn arm, growing out from under your ass crack. Get in the bathtub. You have no excuse. Get in there and wash yourself so you can give yourself. That's what Whitney was talking about when she said, give them a sense of pride. That means get up and wash your ass so you can stand up straight and talk to people and be noticed. So I just wanted to say that I have been taking a shower. Beat some on.
Same. And you know what? Speaking of friends popping up and like Dustin mentioned, Jade dropping off food and just friends coming over. Thank you. I have to thank Cecily and Sion, my friends Markeisha, who, while I was sick this week, I felt terrible because they flew in from Atlanta and I didn't get to see them because I just was so under the weather. But they texted me and they were like, we left you a present on your porch, which is so sweet. So I go look and they left me like a little wrapped bouquet of fresh eucalyptus and like herbal tinctures for like your lungs and your throat and and gummies and just
friends.
Just like a little care package. It was just so freaking cute and sweet. And I was like, man, friends are just so awesome, right? When they
they are.
You don't even have to ask, you know, they're just there. So shout out to all of our friends who hold us down when our months get a little muddy. I just have to shout them out. And shout out to Jade, because I saw her cooking your short ribs, Dustin. I was like, what a good fucking friend, right?
She love is. Her. I told her, I was like, Jay, put that I sent a car over there to pick the shit up. And she hung up on me. they ain't gonna text me. I text you when I'm on the way. That's what she did.
Yeah, so. That's Jade. I love y'all. Aw.
But I love you too, shit.
As with this muddy month, I wanted last week's episode, what I wanted to talk about, which I'll save too for the top of the year, because I know that we have a lot to celebrate too of 2022. Like, as hard as for years it was, because it was a lot of loss and processing and tragedy, like on a whole other level that we've never experienced. But also, this was like one of our most successful years, you know, as Friendzone and even individually in our respective brands. So just trying to juggle that. Huh?
They can have it. If that Illuminati shit, if we got to make these sacrifices shit, count me. I'm finna go get a regular job. Because okay. I ain't going through this bullshit no more. I ain't doing no more sacrificing. I ain't doing none of it. I am out. Okay? Dusted out. Okay, I can't do it no more.
But wow. I'll save that for the top of the year, because I'll save that for the top of the year, where we can just do like a reflection of 2022 once we're out of it. So we can just survive and get through this what do we have, a month left? A month and some days. Yeah, crazy times. Anyway, we're like trying to get through.
Because you already know.
Like, it's muddy. I know. It's like, how I'm like, how do you segue?
We just talk about something else. So,
this is the Friend Zone.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm in the zone. I heard light-skinned Keisha was sharing some bad shit on the internet. I ain't been online.
What do you mean?
I ain't been online in like, I ain't been online all week. But I heard that she was sharing a conspiracy theory. I'll say it like this. I heard she was sharing a conspiracy theory related to the Shanquella Robinson case that a lot of the people kind of took and ran with, that was disproven. I heard she took and ran with it. Yeah. I'll just leave it there without giving light to something that really deserves no light. But I heard she shared it. And I was just like, wow. I really thought light-skinned Keisha was smarter than that. No, I'm just saying, I did. And so I hope there's more to that story. I mean, I'm not finna go in on her or nothing like that, because I actually think she's a dope artist. Yeah. I love her and her. Is that her husband or her boyfriend? They're Asante? Bingo. Yeah, are they married or in a just boyfriend and girlfriend?
Engaged, but I don't know if they actually got married.
Well, whatever they are, I like them. I like the fact that they have a successful YouTube channel in addition to her acting career and her making music. So I just really hope there's more to that story than that. That's all.
Even that story was so sad. I know. As a whole, I'm so grateful that Twitter, Black Twitter, and even Instagram and everybody on social media just like really took it serious and started
became an
posting
engine.
About it, sharing. Yeah, because I saw, oh, sorry, hummingbirds. Right, I'm like, thank you. I need your help today. They said that. Oh, I saw a quote from a newspaper article that her mom was just so grateful to Black Twitter specifically, because if it wasn't for them, the FBI wouldn't have gotten involved, and even the officials in Mexico who are now involving themselves and turning it into like an open investigation probably would have not been involved either. So,
¿cómo se dice book in español?
Book?
Book.
Libro.
Ah, they finna throw la libro at their motherfucking ass in Mexico, and I can't wait.
I'm curious how this works. I don't know how it works. Like,
somebody finna get extradited and then, you know, beat up in Mexican prison, and I cannot wait, because just from the clip that I saw, there was no excuse for that savage, animalistic ass behavior.
And that's your friend? Like,
your
what?
Friend. And all of them are complicit. The motherfucker that was holding the camera, just the fact that they were basically taking delight in somebody literally being beaten to death, that is mind-blowing to me. And you cannot trust people.
I couldn't process it.
You can't trust
people. I couldn't process it. I really couldn't. And I wonder how, like, will they all get in trouble?
I hope so.
That's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got femicide. I hope they got them aside over there in Mexico. Well, all of them that was a part of that shit get some of the aside. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hope. But much love to her family. And like you said, shout out to Black Twitter and Black Instagram and Black social media really being the engine that drove the progress in seeking some sort of justice in that case. You know, it's really unmatched when we decide to work together about something, which is why if we could just build it on, let me take my koofy hat off.
Yeah.
That's why I was sad that Twitter's like, you know, when people were saying, oh, Twitter has a week left, Twitter has a day left, Twitter. I'm like, yo, Twitter is as brutal as Twitter is, because you probably read some of the worst shit people say to each other about you. Like, it's levels to it. But it also has saved so many lives. It has put so much into our awareness of shit that's going on a global scale, on a local scale. Like, I can't even imagine it not being around just for that sole purpose.
Yeah, it's real-time news. It's real-time reporting, real-time information. And that's what makes it so unique in the media space, period.
And
social media, all media,
And it's
when used appropriately. Which is why I hate that Elon's fucking with it, because it's like, this is like a serious platform, you know? Like, think of how many cops and shit will create their own narratives for cases, but then we have video that proves them otherwise, and, you know, other, not just the cops, but the government. I mean, so many layers to it, but I just hate that he's fucking with it like it's just a little website he can just tinker around with, you know?
And I don't TikTok enough either. Like, I get more of my information on Twitter, like, just reading. So, like, I don't watch enough, like, I don't have enough of the algorithm appropriate on, like, the other apps, I guess, for me to want to be there long term. Because usually I open up TikTok for, like, maybe 25, 30 minutes. But Twitter, sometimes I be getting lost in that scroll.
Exactly. I just never have used it.
TikTok
I have an account just for the sake of keeping my name on there.
Right,
in
real estate.
Yeah, I don't use it.
Nah, I had a moment where I was like so into it every day, like looking through it, and then I just fell off after like maybe Dustin's doing a little tick dance, a little side dance.
Jason DeRulo.
Yeah, I had a moment, but I just fell off. And the same with Instagram. I kind of fell off Instagram a long time ago. Now I just really
it's a business
Twitter.
Tool.
Yeah, right. My campaigns, I post there. I'll post things here and there. And speaking of campaigns, I want to thank y'all. We posted the last episode of Illuminating Intersectionality. Hosted by none other than Chef Jade of all
ma'am.
Jades. And it's such a great episode. She's such a natural at hosting. Such a great conversation. We talked about food apartheid. We talked about food deserts and just really got into the cultural aspects of food, the activism of food. Really great conversation. Thank y'all for supporting all three episodes that I created with Kia and Jade and the comments, the shares.
Incredible job. Incredible job.
Thank y'all
job,
so much.
Ladies.
We really don't take it for granted. And obviously Target was like super excited at the response. You know, the hashtag, because we created a hashtag, hashtag IIBBM, which is Illuminating Intersectionality, Black Beyond Measure. And it had like 7 million impressions. This hashtag.
Hell
which
yeah.
is so, because we created that before
y'all didn't
we
fuck
created
around.
That. Yeah, there was nothing on Twitter for that. We made sure to have something fresh. So when you click that hashtag on Twitter, you see the conversation. It's like endless scrolling, so many impressions, so many shares. And all of that is people sharing their stories and how they connected to the themes and the topics of each episode. And of
it was
course,
so smart.
Yeah, it was just so well done. I'm so thankful.
Very
that
well
it
done. You did a good job.
Yeah, you did a great
Thank
job.
Thank you. I appreciate
every episode
that.
Was
really
so well
yes.
done. You all did great individually hosting your own segments. Yes. You all looked great collectively. The conversation,
Thank you.
The guests, Hell like the yes. texture, everything about it was amazing. And it looked so right.
colors.
So you deserve everything. All the impressions.
It was so much appeal, so much stimulation, visual. Kia is such a great orator. Okay.
Ain't
so the way she
so
speaks, she's so knowledgeable and she's the rare intersection of someone be having a wealth of information and also having a warm way of, you know,
of presenting
it.
Yes.
Yep.
And Jade,
that's definitely her gift.
A people person, you know what I'm saying? Life of the party, even when she's being serious and just make you listen, like, what is she talking about? You know, but she was dropping knowledge. Fran, it was just such a beautiful project. I look forward to seeing what you guys do next with Target and whoever else.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Thank you. So if you haven't watched yet, you can actually go to my Twitter, which is just Twitter at Fran Hay. My pinned tweet is a playlist on the Loudspeakers Network YouTube channel. I created a playlist where you can see all three episodes in order. Please watch, please like, please comment. You know, all those things count when you're working on campaigns. I wish they didn't, but they do.
Yes.
So leave your thoughts, share your thoughts, share your stories. And thank you to those of you who have already done so. We're super, super grateful. But I just had to share those stats on that hashtag because that really blew our minds. Like, we were so like, wow, we did that.
No,
so.
But for real, though, if you haven't watched yet, go on and watch it on the TV and then comment all that on your cell phone because it looks like you're watching, like, actual programming when you watch it on TV.
Doesn't
That's what
it?
The fuck it is.
Like,
yeah.
So, like, this isn't just some, like, you know, YouTube click. Like, this is actual programming that, like, deserves, like, some sort of network placement or something like that. So go check it out now while you can on the Tube of You. And that's on the Loudspeakers Network YouTube.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. We even talked about if we do have the opportunity to continue to bringing on different people to host episodes, you know, so that it becomes something bigger than just the three of us. And it can just be like a collective program that we create. You know, remember like local TV?
I want all y'all and others. I want y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, we're just playing with ideas on ways to expand it because we just think that it'd be cool to hear people's different experiences of intersectionality. You know, there's so many other topics to touch on. So we'll see. We're still working with Target to figure some things out. But thank you so much for the support and for all the love that y'all showed us.
I've been off the internet for 2 weeks almost. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't had a chance to say thank you to everybody who supported my last two campaigns on Instagram. I did a campaign with AMC Theaters and Wakanda Forever.
I did see that
was
one.
Fun. And then I did. So thank you to everyone who, you know, we love the engagement. It really does help us in
it
securing
helps us.
That kind of work and communicating our reach to these brand partners that we can, you know, collaborate with to get some good work done. Because the more power we have in that space, the more power of choice we have so that we can tell these brands what we want to say in our voice and get the messaging straight to the people that deserve it. So all of that helps, right? Also, thank you and shout out to GLAAD. I partnered with GLAAD on a campaign about monkeypox in the Black gay community and a resource guide that they have available. So you can go to my Instagram page. You can see that as well. So shout out to GLAAD, AMC, and Wakanda Forever.
Come on, campaigns. I saw the chicken salad girl saying that Google, did y'all see that? Offered to pay her $500 to use her to buy her sound clip, like the audio clip.
$500?
$500.
Google.
That's I'm a damn so shame. Happy that she put that out there, because a lot of brands are insulting as fuck. And a lot of times we don't say names, because when you work in this business, you play that little like, oh, I don't want to burn bridges. But sometimes enough is enough. Because like, that's y'all crazy. Tried
all of that.
$500.
Like, how insulting. I've had brands, I'm trying to think. It hasn't happened, maybe not this year, because people are seeing like the caliber of my work. Like, okay, we probably can't offer $500 because obviously it's expensive. But I have brands that still, up until last year, would be like, "Can you do this in exchange for product? Can you?" Someone hit me from Woman King, so I'm lying. Wow. They just hit me last week asking if I would promote the movie in exchange for a download link.
But why would you even think like,
wait, to download what, friend?
The movie.
They're offering you a downloadable copy of Woman King. That's not even okay. I'm sorry. Continue.
For me to create even, content like, that I'm gonna come out of pocket to create. To get people to watch a movie that I downloaded to my computer. And they think that that's a fair trade. I've heard it all. I've had people be like, can we send you a pair of our headphones for you to create a commercial? So I'm going to hire Reggie, who if you know the pricing. And because I get headphones, like it's
ridiculous, insulting and... It's infuriating. It makes me so mad. It's so disrespectful on so many levels. The fact that you would offer me that in exchange for my services, number one. Number two, the fact that you would be so bold to do it, thinking that I'm going to actually say yes to it, right? So right. What are you trying to say about me? What are you trying to say about people like me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you trying to say? And then I'm mad at the people who actually say yes to that shit. Who are so thirsty for the appearance of having an ad or doing a brand. And so they do that shit for pennies, fucking it up for people like me. I didn't understand at the time why Erica Mena jumped on Kimbella on Love & Hip Hop New York. And she was doing them videos for cheap. You know what I'm saying? And fucking up the thing. And I get it now. I totally get it now. I understand why that fight. You remember that, Asante?
Yes.
I understand why that fight took place now. Erica Mena might not be a lot of things, but I understand what she meant now.
Exactly.
Now I get it.
But that's tricky, though, because there's some people that need $500.
Right,
friend. Friend, if they're offering us $500, they're offering them other people nothing.
Fair.
Think about it. And they're saying yes because they want to. And you can always tell because it's horrible work. And they put an ad, partner. Like that. What does that mean? What do you think that makes you? Like, did you get the job? What did it do for you? Gabrielle, what did that do for you? Did you get the job? What did that do for you? like, what did that do for you? You know what I'm saying?
And on the other side of that coin, do not use my name, people, please, because you see me aligned with certain brands. I've had the people from Loan that y'all know I have are damn near my family at this point. So I've been working with them for years. And they mentioned an influencer that hit them up saying that they were my friend, which they're not, and they wanted free product. And Loan was like, oh, and it's funny because Loan didn't tell me to be like, oh, you know, this is happening.
They was going to do it out of the kindness of their heart.
They literally were like, what do you think your friend would like? Trying to put the package together. And I said, who?
Okay.
Why are you sending that out? And no shade, but like, why would you? I've never worked that way. I've never hit someone and said, send me stuff. That irks me. That
right, really that's okay, because they're going to do the wrong. They're going to pick fuck around and find out, begging for shit. And some be them put bubbles and warts all in the crack of their ass. They have a bad reaction or something. Like, yeah.
I don't know. That's something that is touchy for me. I get that that might work for some
black
brands.
Touchy.
Please don't take me back there. If only you saw the site.
I really want to name this episode Black Touch.
I'm going to go on ahead and put NSFW for our Patreon viewers in a moment.
Hi, Patreon. Hey, Patreon.
All of that. Stop paying people $500. Stop trying to exchange for products. Stop asking for products. You see how God blocked
that, though? For Asante! You can't do that. You can't show that on Patreon, right?
Actually,
I'm gonna tell
you. Tell them to blur that first part out.
Why would I cover it on my screen? What is that doing?
It literally didn't start there. It ended up there when I turned the phone.
Wait, that's the first page?
On the front page. Like, off rip. It's like, never mind. I don't even want to.
Cheryl Underwood on Def Comedy Jam. Cheryl Underwood said she was jacking a nigga off in the DJ booth because she wanted her intro to be right. She wanted her intro to be right. So she was jacking this nigga off in the DJ booth. She said it came so hard. If the dick had a bullet in it, I'd have been shot, goddamn it.
Oh, Cheryl Underwood. Okay. Whew. My mind.
You know, you thought I was talking about Species?
Wait.
Cheryl Underwood.
Wait.
Man, can't you see Species looking at you in her work costume?
So you know what, friend? Title of the episode.
That's what I was saying.
Cheryl Lee Underwood.
Yeah. Yep, that's the title. Thank you, Asante. Cheryl Lee Underwood.
Yes. Because I am.
I was about like.
You thought what? It was Species. That ain't Species. Species. That ain't Species. The arts.
I wish I was in this species. Alternate universe where Shirley Ralph told that story.
No, because, please no.
Oh, that is a skit.
So we just hit an hour, and I think that's good for this week. I personally don't have much more to give.
Yeah, I'm running on fumes.
Yeah, like
I didn't have nothing to give in the first place. I mustered up the energy and strength.
But I'm glad that we did this. We tried. We pushed through. Yes. Yeah.
Sit and twist, bitches. I'm grieving. I don't care less. I don't give a damn about nothing. What did Heavenly say?
But we came. We showed up. We tried. Yeah,
we
you
did.
Know?
We did.
And we love you, Dustin.
Thank you so much. Yes. Rest in peace to Frank Watson, a beautiful soul and an angel. Rest in peace, Frank. I love you so much.
Yeah.
So that's that. Species!
Okay. With that being said,
and protect your magic.
We love you so much. And we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.